What is peace brain? Peace brain is the synergistic connection between our mental and emotional bodies, blending the electrical power of the mind with the magnetic force of the heart. Listen and explore how to create unity worldwide as we blend science and metaphysics, open our hearts and minds to the possibilities of peace on Earth, and create the life we are each destined for. Featured guests range from angel communicators to zoologists and everything in between. Now here is your host, Dr. Gail Lash.
Hello, and welcome to the Peace Brain Show. This is Dr. Gail Lash, and we're happy to have you here on the show today. Today I'm excited. We have a guest talking about leadership of young women and talking about her travels and her journey towards peace, Miss Pearl Fils-Aimée. And I look forward to having this amazing discussion about how we can create more leaders in the world and create more pearls in the world to cultivate them. But as always with the Peace Brain Show, I hope you stay tuned to the very end because we have our transformative meditation, the Peace Brain Meditation, at the end. And so please stay tuned for that. And as always, I will open the show with a quote. And today, the quote is from White Eagle. And White Eagle, from his book, The Quiet Mind, says, "Ring true. This is the essence of the spiritual life. The note of the spirit is sounded on the higher planes, and the knocks you receive in everyday life are to test you, whether you can ring true. To ring true, you must always sound the note of love and goodness, which is within you. Always within you." So for me, this quote really reminds us that we must find our true spiritual self and be steadfast to really ring true with our love and goodness, even in these times of trials and tests. We must each rise above our earthly essence, the worries, the divisions, the pettiness, the doubts and the fears. If we are to ring true, we must ring the notes of love and remember that this is our true nature. Our true resonance is of goodness and love. And that's how we can ring true. I keep being reminded of this, that every day I have to remember, and I invite you to also remember, that we have a choice. We have a choice in how we walk in this world, and that we can ring with our true nature of love and happiness and goodness and unity and cooperation, and that really, as our guest says, model our best self. So I'd like to talk about our guest today, Miss Pearl Fils-Aimée, and she is definitely a model of ringing true to herself and modeling her best self and teaching others to do that as well. She is the founder of A Lady Named Pearl, LLC, and she teaches women to really to model their best self, to ring true to their nature. And let me give you a bit about her bio, and then we'll introduce her on the Peace Brain Show. Pearl is a seasoned fashion model, performing artist, speaker, and university professor. Pearl began her professional career as a model walking the runways of Ebony Fashion Fair, touring the U.S., Canada, and the Caribbean. Shortly after touring with Ebony Fashion Fair, Pearl pursued her MBA at Clark Atlanta University. She served as a real estate analyst for a Fortune 1 company from 2008 to 2011, and as a business school professor at Clark Atlanta University, teaching leadership and professional development from August 2011 to December 2014. And in October 2014, Pearl opened her Modeling and Leadership Academy for young women. Like a pearl, leaders are not born, they are cultivated, with an intricate balance of pressure, stringent conditions and time for development. She says, we utilize modeling, etiquette, ethics, and leadership training to transform the self-image of young women. Pearl's Modeling and Leadership Academy mission is to enable individuals to fulfill their full potential through modeling, leadership, and entrepreneurship training. And you can find out more about Pearl Bizame at aladynamedpearl.com, or you can email her at info@aladynamedpearl.com. Pearl, I want to welcome you to the Peace Brain Show today. Thank you for being on.
Thank you, Dr. Gail. Is that how I should address you? How should I address you?
You can just say Gail, but yes, it is Dr.
Okay.
Gail. Either way. No, Gail's fine.
So, okay, awesome.
So I want to talk about your journey and how you opened your Leadership Academy. So where would you like to start with this?
Well, I guess we can start when I was about 15 years old.
Okay.
I went to a school similar to what I have right now. It was primarily focused on modeling. And when I attended the school, my mom said, you know, I don't necessarily want you to be a model, but I want to help you. I want the school to help you refine yourself as a lady. So the school taught me how to walk. It improved my posture, which in turn helped with my confidence. The school taught me etiquette, how to sit down at a table, what's the right fork to pick up. We also learned how to apply makeup. So it was just a transformative period for me as a teenager to welcome me into, I guess you can say, ladyhood, if
mm-hmm.
that's the word, womanhood.
Right.
And from there, I went on to go to college. And, you know, just from those skills, you know, people would say, oh, you're confident. You have great postures, you know, X, Y, Z. And then people would approach me asking me if I was interested in modeling. And, again, growing up, I didn't necessarily want to be a model. My mom just took me to the school just to help transform me. So moving fast forward, I get out of college. I move back to Miami. And I'm marketing myself on the Internet as a performer because I am a singer and a rapper. And a photographer for Ebony Magazine noticed my picture, and he asked me, why am I not modeling full-time? So long story short, he sends my picture to the headquarters of Ebony. And just to give you background on Ebony, Ebony is a magazine that's focused on African-American lifestyle. And in 1949 or 51, one of those years, they started something called the Ebony Fashion Fair Show. And what that is they select 12 models every year, and you tour to about 200 cities, and you do runway shows to present the different fashions that are, you know, premier fashions from around the world. And I was selected in 2004 to be one of those 12 models to tour 200 cities. So that's
wow.
when my modeling career, yes, that's when my modeling career started. And from there, I met a mentor that convinced me to come to Atlanta and pursue my MBA. So after the tour was over, I did real estate for a couple of years, and then I came to Atlanta and pursued my MBA. I got my MBA in finance. And in 2008, I moved to Bentonville, Arkansas to work for a Fortune 1 company to be a real estate analyst, where I would do sales projections on, you know, what a particular building would do if it was built in a particular area. And I did that for 3 years, but then I found myself sitting at the desk and saying, you know, also, I'm in a good career. I am loved by my peers and my employees, and you know, I'm treated very well and I'm doing well. I just didn't necessarily feel fulfilled. So I got to a point where there was a fork in the road, and I said, okay, Pearl, what is it that you really, really want to do with your life? And I've always been someone that's been passionate about helping people achieve their goals, or helping people believe in themselves and believe in what it is that the universe has intended for them to do, that inner voice that we all hear, that vision that we may see of ourselves at night when we're sleeping or when we're daydreaming. I've always been passionate about talking to people and on the spot and asking them, okay, who are you? You know, what are you doing and what are you passionate about? And if those two things don't match, then I find myself trying to figure out why aren't you doing what you're passionate about. So I decided that, you know, I was going to leave corporate America and get back to the people. Because, you know, in my position at corporate, I felt like I kind of was just in an office, a desk somewhere, and I wanted to touch people and feel people and hear people on a larger scale. So I came back to Atlanta in 2011, and my goal was to get on stage and start singing and rapping and touching people that way, you know, through my own story, by saying that, you know, I believe in myself enough to leave a job and pursue what it is that I'm passionate about, which was the arts, or which is the arts. As I was on stage speaking and doing different things, parents would come up to me and ask if it was possible for me to teach their daughters how to have poise. Young ladies, they would come up to me and say, hey, didn't you model for Ebony? I'm interested in modeling. Could you teach me how to model? So while I was pursuing the music, I had different entities coming up to me asking if I could share my experience with them. Initially, I wasn't interested in teaching people how to model, but because the money was running low, because albums weren't selling and different things like that, I said, okay, you know, I will teach these girls how to model, you know, within my home. In the midst of me teaching them how to model, I decided I was going to go back to my school that I graduated from and volunteer with the Alumni Association. While I was there, the dean, the present dean of the business school, met me, and she was very impressed with me, and she asked if I would be interested in teaching at the university, and particularly leadership. So initially, I was a little hesitant because I'm thinking university, you know, I don't necessarily have a background in terms of, like, you know, having a degree in education, but she felt that the students would be able to relate to me because I had, you know, spent some time in corporate, but was still fairly young enough to relate to them as well, to the millennials. So I told her I would try it for one semester and see how it goes, and I stayed for 3.5 years. And it was a great experience for me. I felt like it was divine order for me to teach leadership and professional development because I'm so passionate about people and what they're doing with their lives. So fast forward, I walk into a building. I'm meeting with a lady that's a entertainment attorney, and she says, you know, Pearl, you have to, while you're doing this music, you got to make sure that everything is in line. How about we meet at this place called Club E? Club E stands for Club Entrepreneurship. So I walk into the building, and just something comes over me that says, the inner voice says, this is where you're going to start your school. This is where you're going to open your school. So the whole time that this attorney is speaking to me, it's just like, really, her voice is just, her mouth is moving, but in my mind, my wheels are turning and saying, okay, who is the director of this place? How can I find out if I can have classes here? So I just stop her and I say, hey, listen, you know, I apologize, but there's something on my mind, you know, who is the director here? She said, oh, it's the lady over, you know, to the left. So I said, excuse me for a minute. So I walk over to the lady and I said, hello, my name is Pearl Fizemay. You know, I'm a professor at Clark. I'm a former model, and I'm very much interested in opening a modeling school here in this community. And she said, sure. Just that simple. She was like, sure, I think it's something that we can do. And as a matter of fact, you know, we can give you the space at no charge. Just provide five scholarships for the students in the community, and the price tag on that will equate mm-hmm. the rent for the mm-hmm. space that you will need for the school. And I said, wow. You know, when you listen to your intuition, the things that can happen.
Yes.
So, yeah. So she says, well, when would you like to start? And I said, well, I just need a month to market. Now, you know, I already had people coming up to me. I had already taught girls in my own home. So I already had pretty much a foundation of students that I could have as my introductory, as my inaugural, as my first class. I reached out to all the parents that had reached out to me. I even reached out to some of my students at Clark Atlanta University, and I said, I'm starting this modeling school in October of 2014. I would love for you all to come. So, of course, I gave out tons of scholarships at the beginning just because I wanted people to come in mm-hmm. and, you know, and me offer what it is that I am offering. So because I had the leadership background at Clark, my modeling school was a little unorthodox or different, non-traditional in the sense of, and that's where my quote comes from, model the best you. So I feel like everyone's a model, and you're modeling at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Life is a runaway. So in terms of our curriculum, Our curriculum is focused on modeling to improve your posture, your confidence, your presentation, and your etiquette. And then we go into leadership, and the leadership portion is about what are your natural strengths and passions, and, you know, how can we help you own that so that you can create products and services to offer to the world. So that's where we are now. We're coming up on our 2-year anniversary next month, and it's something that's very natural for me. I love the girls that I have. We initially focused on ages 9 to 17, and now we have an adult division, and we have entrepreneurs as young as 10, 11, 12 years old. And then we have women that come in. Recently, I had a class days ago, and a woman, she told me that she just got served divorce papers from her husband of 20 years, and she needed something that would help her re-identify herself, help her relate to herself, help give her confidence. And we met through an organization called Story Corps, but we connected, and she said, you know, Pearl, I cried over here, and I really just need to find myself again. So different people come for different reasons, but I'm the type that, you know, I'll ask someone to walk. And when I see people walk, I can tell a lot about them and how they perceive themselves based on how they walk. And then from there, you know, we start to do an analysis on, you know, what's going on, who are you? And then from there, you know, I just work to help them become the best of them, their best selves, mm. and help them model their best you. So that's what I do.
What an amazing story. Thank you for going through the whole vision and your journey that you've taken. So I want to break this up into pieces. And first of all, I just want to say that, you know, thank you for what you're doing. And if anyone wants to join your academy, to go to aladynamedpearl.com. And that it looks like, you know, I'm reflecting on your life story, and we all can do this. I invite all of our listeners right this minute to think at where you've been. You know, that you started out, Pearl, with the performing arts, and then got noticed, and the modeling came. And then, you know, went into the various other things that led to, of going into your real estate and your corporate, and then into your university professorship, and you know, and as you said, walking into this building and knowing that's where you wanted to do your leadership academy. That all of these steps really make you who you are today. And each of us has the opportunity to look at our own stories and see where we've come. I know for me, going it all is added up to where I am today. And I would have never thought, I had to laugh, I'll share just a moment, that when I started out really loving nature and wanting to be a biologist. And I did. I became a biologist. And my dad was a CPA. He's since passed. But he was a CPA, a certified public accountant. So he dealt with numbers all the time. And I was good in math, but I thought, oh, I will never, never want to work with just math, you know, just spreadsheets and numbers and whatever. That just wasn't me. And of course, never say never, right? Because
right.
I have to laugh because on my journey towards peace and towards one world here, going from biologist to then conservationist and working with zoos and aquariums and then working with the spiritual side of all of us and myself, but then going around to get my doctorate in economy and economics and policy of natural resources, I had to study economics. So here I am working with numbers and thinking, okay, never say never, you know, getting a degree in that. So it's an interesting journey that we all travel, and that every little piece of it, even if it doesn't seem connected or doesn't seem to have a purpose, I'll say that, at the time, adds up to who each of us are. And I can tell that that's what your Leadership Academy is about, is finding, as you just said, like the lady who came in, finding who we each are. And that means every step of our journey counts. So I want to go back to your Ebony experience for a moment. That must have been amazing to travel over to 200 cities. Tell us just something about your modeling. I think most of us don't have an experience in that and may have some skewed ideas of what it is, but what did you gain from that, or what nuggets of wisdom came from that journey?
Focus. You have to focus. Because the thing is, for me particularly, when I got selected to do that, I traveled, but I hadn't traveled extensively. And when you're given an opportunity like that, you have to focus because you're traveling to so many different cities. And for me, just to get on an esoteric level, you know, when you're sleeping in different hotels, there's different energies all over mm-hmm. the place, especially if you're a new spirit that's used to, or you're getting reacclimated to traveling and traversing through different lands. So for me, it was a very, I learned a lot. And in addition to that, just to be transparent again, in the modeling industry, particularly with this tour that I was on, you had to stay a certain weight because the gowns that they purchased for you, Valentino gowns, $10,000 gowns, the owner is like, you are not going to bust the seams on this dress. You know,
yes.
So you have to be able to monitor your diet. And when you're on the road, it's not like you have a chef, you know, fixing you the best cuisine. So mm-hmm. You really have to monitor what you're consuming, not only within your mouth, but within your psyche as well. So for me, that particular journey, it helped me learn how to focus. It helped me learn how to focus mm-hmm. and balance. And there were some turbulent times. You know, there were some turbulent times on that journey, but it definitely strengthened me. And the other piece to it is that when you're on stage, and it was the first time that I was on stage with an audience that large, and it was the first time that I connected that I was a role model, I guess you can say, or, you know, people looked up to me because after every show you have these fans coming asking for autographs. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, I didn't say anything. All I did was just walk down a runway. And, you know, you have fans that appreciate your beauty and the energy that you evoke on stage. So from that foundation, I was like, well, I want to speak now. You know, I want to use this as a foundation to speak. So that experience also helped open doors for me to speak to the youth, because I didn't want to just be a pretty face. That's what I would say. So I wanted to now start speaking and inspiring and motivating people. But the main thing I would say is focus. That's what it taught me, because there were so many external things going on with the traveling, with maintaining your weight, with you're on a bus with 12 people for a long time. So balancing the different personalities and things like that. So it strengthened me as a person, and it gave me a foundation to let me know that, you know, anything is possible. Because before I got that opportunity, I focused on being a model, and when you focus on things, doors begin to open.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say it taught me focus and it taught me balance.
And that's, you know, I can see, and I'm sure everyone listening can also see, that when you do focus, and when you focused, that all of those attributes that you learned moved into the next stages of your life. It moved into not only your corporate work, but then obviously now with the Leadership Academy, you, I'm sure, teach focus to the young women, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely. We work on goal setting and the importance of goal setting. Some of the girls, to be transparent, they come in just wanting to model. And I had this conversation with them yesterday. And I said, you know, I use the modeling as a carrot to bring you in. And now that you're in, we're going to do some work. We're going to do some mental work. You know, I want to know exactly who you are. I need each one of you to come up to the front. Now, this is ages 9 to 17, so some of them, their eyes are like, you know, getting bigger, like, I have to come up to the front and speak and talk about myself. Yes. The cover is blown. I just use the modeling as a carrot. But now right. I need you to come up, right, tell me who you are, what you're passionate about, when you're in your room alone, what are you thinking, what are you doing? And then we're going to do a presentation at the end of the semester, you know, based on what it is that you're, that you love to do, that you're, you know, mm-hmm. naturally gifted mm-hmm. at. So within that comes the focus now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Girl says she wants to be a party planner. I think she's 10 years old. So I said, okay, well, we're gonna do an assignment where you're gonna plan an event for us. So, you know, the focus comes in. We're gonna chart out, you know, a plan of how you're gonna execute this project. Another girl said that she's a strong writer. Every time people read her writing, they come alive. So I said, okay, well, you know, if it's okay with you, I'd like for us to help you author a short story, become an author. And she said, yeah, that's okay with me. Like, she got excited. So, you know, the focus part comes in. Okay, how are we going to plan this out? How are we going to set goals for you to get this accomplished? So, so we definitely need some focus.
You had mentioned that that you teach, obviously, entrepreneurship, and mm-hmm. and that you've had some entrepreneurs as young as 9 or 10 or 11. Could you share a couple of stories of kind of what did they create? I'm excited to hear some of those.
Yes. So Sahai Smith, she's 10 years old. And Sahai, when she came into the academy, she was super shy, but willing to come out of her shell. And that's the part that really makes me just very emotional, because the fact that someone trusts you, even though they're uncomfortable, to help them get out of their shell. So Sahai was before I even started with her, she was making these purses out of old jeans. Like, she would take old jeans and she would repurpose them into something different. She would create a purse. Yeah, she would create a bow tie, wine holders, like wine covers. She would mm-hmm. just take old jeans, cut them up, and her grandmother is a seamstress. Her grandmother taught her how to sew. And I don't know how I came across realizing she did this. I was like, oh, my gosh, Sahai, we have to do something with these things. Like, we have to start selling them. We have to teach you how to pitch this to people. So we started with the modeling because she didn't have the best posture. She would walk with her head down, and she would walk with a slight hunch in her back just because she didn't necessarily see herself as a leader or see herself as, you know, a strong character. She kind of hid, mm-hmm. like she didn't necessarily mm-hmm. want to be seen. So when you challenge someone to walk on the runway, I think for the first time they realize, wow, people are watching me, or, you know, I can...
You're going to be seen.
I'm going to be seen, and I can control, or I can have a say in the way that I walk, and a say in the way that I put, you know, hold my shoulders or put my shoulders back. I have a say in that. You know, I can control that. So an awareness happens. So as we were walking the runway, I'm like, okay, Sahai, you know, put your shoulders back, have your chest up, walk with your head up. So slowly she started to transform into that and started walking more confidently. So then the next thing was like, okay, Sahai, you know, what I want you to do is present yourself. I want you to say your name, your age, and let's name this company. So she named the company Refried Jeans, or her product, Refried Jeans.
Cute.
So, yeah, so I said, okay, Sahai, so tell us, what is Refried Jeans? What is that about? I want you to write out some point of it. And then when you get up in front of the class, I want you to state your name, your age, your company, why you started the company, and what it's about. So through that process, she was able to create what we call an elevator pitch. And an elevator pitch is, you know, based on mm-hmm. if you're someone in, you know, within 30 seconds, you're on the elevator with someone or whatever environment, you're able to tell them who you are and what you have to offer. So, yeah, she was able to accomplish that. And, you know, hello, my name is Sahai Smith. I'm 10 years old, and I started a company called Refried Jeans. What I do is I take old jeans and I create new things with them. And, you know, here are some of the things that I create. So at the end of the semester, we do an event, and she was able to sell, you know, several things. And the exciting part for me was like, Miss Pearl, I sold my first item. So, you know, and then within that, the next step is for us to help them create a website so that, you know, they can now be on a global platform with what it is that they're doing. And in addition to that, I brought her to Clark Atlanta University, and we did a fashion show for her where she introduced her items as well, and she sold the product
cool.
there too. So, yeah, so that's a transformation for her. You know, and I have them write papers. They're like, why are we writing papers when this is supposed to be a modeling school? This is, and I'm like, this isn't a modeling school. This is a leadership academy. So within
right.
her paper, yeah, she said that she wanted to, you know, go to New York for college. And, you know, she wanted to have a store where she sold her products and things like that. So now this is the interesting thing about Sahai. She's moved on to something else now. Now mm-hmm. she wants to be an engineer. So... You know, we started out with the fashion, and she'll always have that. But sometimes, you know, the journey changes and it switches over.
Exactly.
So now she's interested in engineering, but I just like the fact that we were able to help her come out of her shell. She established something, and she will always have that.
Well, and those are the highlights of one's life. When you start to look back, that those are the things that give you permission, as you said, to be yourself and the confidence of, oh, wow, I can do that, you know, and sort
right.
of put it in your back pocket. Yeah. So she's got this entrepreneurship under her belt. She'll know how to create another offering, another company, because she's done it before.
Mm-hmm.
We can build on
and
the successes.
Mm-hmm. And build on those successes, absolutely. And I just wanted to mention, because we're primarily focused on women, that, you know, it's important for me to instill in them, and not only just women, but any individual, that you're given these natural gifts and talents. And, you know, that's going to help you navigate through the world because, you know, you just never know what's going to happen. And you want to be able to have as much control and opportunity. And I wouldn't say control. That's not the right word. But know that, as we had mentioned before, that if anything happens in terms if you're working for someone, you have a 9-to-5 or whatever it may be, that you can create your own wealth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can do that. You can do that based on the natural talents and gifts you have. So I want them to understand that and know that you can own those things. It's not, don't be scared to create and produce. And know that no matter what happens, you always have you. You always have those natural things that you were given to help you traverse and maneuver in this world.
You know, that's such a wise thing to say. I just want to build on that, and that you'll always have yourself. I remember at one point I was let go from a company just because the job had ended, and I thought, wow, what do I want to do with myself, you know? And I remember at the time, because I was not married at the time, I was single, thinking, wow, you know, all my friends were at work, and I had this community, and now I'm not in that community anymore. And what is my next step? And I remember thinking, hey, I can take Gail out to the movies. I can take Gail out to dinner. I can treat myself as my best friend. And that was something that was a new thought, but it was also very empowering to say, I always have myself, just what you were saying, that I can do things with myself and I can go forward with, okay, what's the next step? So you're teaching these young women, and I want to explore that for a minute, because obviously young men need this as much as women, and they don't. So how can I put this? Men obviously are given the power in our society off the bat, I want to say. It's something that our society is moving towards, allowing women to have their power and to really be the leaders that they are born to be. And so your academy, we need academies like this, this is my point, to have this balanced world where men and women both can rise to their full potentials and support each other to be in their full potentials. So we need these leadership academies like yours to really focus on young women who have not traditionally been given the power, I guess I'll say that, or the opportunities to rise to that leadership role, unlike men in our society who are at least given that opportunity. We obviously need to nurture all children and nurture men and women to becoming who they best can be, to model the best you, as you say. But speak to a moment about the importance of really honoring young women and giving them the confidence.
Yeah, so as you mentioned earlier, society rears us a certain way, and because of that, women view themselves a certain way. I was just reading a great book by Sheryl Sandberg called Lean In, and she's the CEO, COO of Facebook, and her book is dedicated towards women leaning into their careers and not being afraid to be leaders within companies. Based on her book, she talks about how some women, when they go into a profession, they don't necessarily aim to rise to the top of their field because we're raised to first find a husband, you know, get a husband early so you get a good one before all of the, you know, before all of the good ones
right.
are taken, you know, have kids and different things like that. So because of those various things, you know, women don't necessarily lean into their careers. When a woman is going for leadership roles or may have a strong personality, society may not pat her on the back for that. But when a man has a strong personality, it's okay, or whatever it may be. So, you know, yesterday we were having a conversation with the girls, and I was explaining to them that, you know, it's okay to be a leader. It's okay to be at the top of your field, it's regardless of whatever gender you are. And I think the world we are going through, you know, my sorcerer friends, as I like to call them, and when I call them sorcerer friends, they're like the people that kind of, I think they color outside the lines. Their thinking is different. One of my friends, an older gentleman, he said, you know, it's the age of the woman. It's the age of the feminine, feminine now. And when he said that, I was like, oh, okay. And then I had another younger gentleman friend tell me that, and he was like, because we're not balanced. The world isn't balanced. And because of that, you know, it has to happen. You know, it has to happen. We have to honor that feminine energy for us to become balanced again. There's so much going on in the world. And, you know, we need to honor that feminine energy so that we can have more balance in the world. And, you know, I just challenge the girls to become their best selves, regardless of whatever society tells them.
Exactly.
And I'm not telling them not to have a family, because having a family is probably one of the greatest gifts in the world, you know, to have a husband, to have a family, or whatever you choose to do. But share responsibilities, like these roles that we've been given, that, you know, the woman has to do all of this or the man has to do that. I think it's important in relationships for us to communicate, you know, who we are, where we want to go, so that, you know, responsibilities are shared. Because I think women, we take on a lot sometimes, and because we take on so much, we're not able to put in enough time into some of the things that we may be passionate about, because we may take a back seat and say, okay, you know, family first, XYZ, XYZ, when really we can share responsibilities with our spouses to help both of us become what it is that we were destined to be, meant to be.
Exactly, exactly. And it really takes that balance. As you said, there's a Baha'i quote that says, men and women are like the two wings of a bird, and unless they're equal, the bird can't fly. So it's really about rising up all of society. And, of course, here on the Peace Brain Show, we're talking about creating a world of peace, a world that is balanced and where society is one of harmony and grace and cooperation and, you know, prosperity for all. So we do need to rise up, both men and women, and really have that consciousness that all human beings are part of the equation, that we each have a gift to share to the world, and finding that gift is, I can tell, is very much about what your Leadership Academy is having each person find their gift and how to then embrace it and go forth in the world with that gift.
It's like X-Men. Have you ever seen X-Men where...
Yep.
Xavier, he has this university, but it's all these different gifted people, but they haven't embraced their gift or they don't know how to use it. So we help them with that.
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. Well, we still have a few minutes left. We're getting towards the end of the show, but what other words of wisdom do you want to share with our listeners today?
What are the words of wisdom? That you're not perfect. That, you know, things are going
really?
To happen.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, we're not perfect. Things are going to happen. But, you know, I think the most important part is how you bounce back, how you respond. You know, you not react, but respond. You know, respond to the situations.
Mm-hmm.
Because me, you know, I hold myself at a high expectation, and you know, when things happen, it's just like, geez, Carl, really? Like, come on, you know. But within my journey myself, I'm just learning that, you know, you're not perfect, you know, and things are going to happen. And it's all about how you respond to them.
So what would you suggest someone to do when they come to that point if something happens and they say, mm-hmm. you know, oh, why did that happen? What do I do next? How do I respond?
Mm-hmm. I didn't talk fully about it, but I just had to, because, you know, me, I can beat myself up, and I had to be careful with that. So the one thing that I did that helped me is I meditated. You know, I said, you know what, I'm going to have to let go. I'm going to have to let go and know that I'm not perfect, and just meditate, really. Meditate and give it over, you know, give it over and let go. And I think, you know, once I did that, I was able to, release the weight, you know, off of the mistake or whatever it may be. So meditation is very important for clearing your mind and doing things like that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we will have our Peace Brain meditation in just a moment. So how, to wrap up, I'd like for you to just to reflect for a moment on what your gifts in creating this Leadership Academy, how are you and the Academy contributing to peace in the world? I know that's a big question.
Oh, good question, Gail. How are we contributing to peace? Well, I think individually, once someone has peace within themselves and they find that, they want to share it with other people. So I think that we're contributing to peace in the world by owning peace within ourselves and helping others find it.
Nice answer. Yes, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, that's a nice note to end our conversation on and go into the meditation. Anything else you want to add before we close with our conversation?
Oh, yeah, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to step out. Whatever, you know, whatever is inside of you, don't die with that. You know, that's how I left corporate. I was like, there's no way that I can leave this earth or leave this life with all of these things inside of me, all of these dreams, all of these goals, all of these visions. You know, you don't want to do that. You want to... It's okay to step out. It's okay to be you. And it's okay to be afraid, you know. But bravery is being afraid but going through that fear and getting to the other side. Mm-hmm. So all of us are naturally afraid of something that we have maybe have been conditioned to not do. Like I think in this world we're not conditioned to live our dreams for whatever reason. I don't, you know, or you know, go
mm-hmm,
for
mm-hmm.
it. We're more right. conditioned to take the safe path.
yes, we are.
Yes. And then, you know, when you talk to people about your dreams, like, oh, no, that's tough, you know, da-da-da-da-d. So it's like we're conditioned not to listen to that inner voice. So I would just tell people, even if you're afraid, just do it anyway, you know, be brave, do it anyway. And you'll find as you continue to walk in that bravery that you'll strengthen yourself and you'll find peace within.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Pearl Fizeme, of being on the Peace Brain Show today. I really am excited that I loved our conversation, and I want to go into the meditation in just a moment, but I want to remind everyone where to find you, and it's at the website is aladynamedpearl.com. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Gail. I'm looking forward to this meditation.
Okay, well, let's go into it, and I invite everyone to just settle back in your chair or wherever you are and take a breath, a nice sigh, And give yourself a grounding cord. This is a grounding wire that is from your body to the center of the earth. I like to visualize a beam of light or maybe a tree trunk coming out of my last vertebrae and going all the way down to the center of the planet, really anchoring into Mother Earth. And you can let all of the day, all of the worries, all of your thoughts just flow down that grounding cord into Mother Earth to be recycled. Mother Earth does that with energy. This is like the third prong on the electrical outlet, so that when surges of energy come your way, worries, doubts, things, you can just let them go down into the earth to be grounded off, and so you don't burn yourself out, because we are electrical beings as well. All right. So being present here in this moment, which is, of course, the only moment that we have ever to create, I invite you to create a bubble, actually, out in front of you. And in this bubble, think about your gifts and talents to the world. Think about what are your strengths. What are those qualities that you have that you're really great at? And put that in that bubble out in front of you. And just notice, wow, this is who I am. I have skills in. I am good at. And see those skills right there in that bubble. And now envision actually talking about those skills. I was in a conference once where we divided up into small groups, and we had to praise ourselves to others. We had to say what we were good at. So envision yourself actually saying that to someone and them being really excited for you, like, wow, really? You're good at that? How interesting, how unique, how fantastic. And really breathe it in. Know that you are this. These are your skills. These are your talents. And take a breath and feel in your heart. I invite you to really go in and concentrate on your heart. Your heart is your emotional center. Your heart is your love for yourself and for life. And invite these skills to really reside in your heart, to be there as a true part of you, to be acknowledged as a true part of you. These are your gifts. This is your divine self that resides in your heart. So allow yourself to feel excited, happy, joyful. And feel that in your heart. Wow, I really do have these talents. And even if it's just a glimmer of one talent that you're focusing on right at this moment, honor it, admire it, and embody it into your heart. Take a breath. And now I invite you, in this bubble in front of you, to put anything that you've wanted to create and may have put on the shelf and not done it yet, to put that vision in the bubble. To really look at it like, wow, I've always wanted to, and whatever it may be. It could be write a book. It could be I've wanted to be a clown or a dancer. It could be you've wanted to write a poem. It could be you wanted to start a homeless shelter for pets. It could be whatever it is. The sky is the limit. What are one or two or more of the projects that you would like to create? And take a breath and see it in this bubble and really envision the details. How could you start? What would the first step be? And then see from that step the pathway that you can create to fulfillment, to having that end product there actually on the table or on the website or in the community. And admire it. Love it. Send excitement and joy to it. Wow, look what I have created. Envision it. And I invite you on this bubble to create a string. So it's like a balloon in front of you with a string. And this is the grounding cord on this bubble. And have it go all the way down to the center of the planet. And if there's any doubts or fears about this creation and about your skills that you have in this bubble, I invite you to have them flow down that grounding cord into Mother Earth to be recycled. Just drain off the fear. Drain off the doubts. And those doubts are from other people. They're not from your soul. They're not from your heart. They're words that we've each heard from others, like, oh, you can't do that. You don't deserve that. Oh, that's impossible. What they really mean is, I couldn't do that if I tried it. But they're not speaking your wisdom. So allow their voices to flow down the grounding cord into Mother Earth to be recycled into new energy and purify your bubble. And really now see it with that beautiful light and connect your heart breath, and your heart light into that bubble. And now cut the cord and allow the cord to fall into Mother Earth to be recycled. And just like a balloon, allow your bubble to soar off into the cosmos. You're sending this up to the Creator. You're sending it to the universe to actually be manifested. Congratulations. You have created your new wonderful project with your amazing gifts and talents and skills. And take a breath and feel that accomplishment, that freedom, that excitement. And now know that it will happen and that you can make it happen. So bring yourself back to your chair. You can open your eyes, sort of move your body, make it real. Congratulations for your talents and gifts to the world and your projects that the world is needing, that we all need to see and experience. And I want to also thank my guest today, Pearl Fils-Aimé, and her website, aladynamedpearl.com, and her Leadership Academy. And if you'd like to find out more about me, Dr. Gail Lash, you can go to tourismforpeace.com. and learn about our Peace Master Plans and our Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions and helping you take more steps towards peace if you choose. And right now, I invite you all to please go forth and activate your peace brain and please put your mark on the World Peace Trails map. Many blessings. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us on the Peace Brain Show. You can find us at tourismforpeace.com. Be sure to check out Dr. Gail's Alchemy of Peace coaching sessions, her Peace Master Plans for your business or organization, and her upcoming book, Peace Brain 101. Tune in to BBS Radio Station 2 every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern for the Peace Brain Show and your next installment of wonder, inspiration, and practical peace.